sports and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: DU leader says US envoy's health sector remarks echo long ignored concern. Zambia police service arrested one over forged academic certificate. US to cut troop levels in Germany by 5,000 amid Trump's spat with Merz.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Democratic Union President Akimun Jovu says the recent remarks by the United States Ambassador regarding Zambia's health sector should not come as a surprise, as similar concerns were raised months earlier without any decisive action. Speaking in response to the outgoing U.S. Ambassador's public comments on corruption and inefficiencies in the health sector, Mr. Njovu noted that the challenges highlight particularly medicine shortages and weaknesses in procurement and distribution have been a matter of public concern. Mr. Njovu says many Zambians have consistently raised alarm over the lack of essential drugs in health facilities, describing the situation as both persistent and deeply troubling. He has further stated that despite the United States government offering support to help strengthen systems within the health sector, progress has been slow.
So remember, the U.S. government did actually offer to help us with the procurement system and distribution of medicine, but I think the government was very reluctant, and we were told that they had three engagements to discuss this matter, but the government was not moving its feet. That's why they came out public. So it's nothing new. We are also aware, you remember that time we had this one containers that were hidden, deliberately, but no prosecution followed after that.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has raised concern over what it describes as the rushed handling of legislative business in Parliament, warning that the current pace risks undermining proper scrutiny of laws. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the situation reflects a lack of seriousness among some members of Parliament, including absenteeism by both ruling and opposition MPs. He says the introduction of about 74 bills just weeks before the dissolution of Parliament is worrying and could compromise the quality of debate. Mr. Ngoma has also questioned the coordination of parliamentary business by chief whips, saying proper planning and attendance are critical for effective lawmaking. He has further expressed concern that MPs are now being required to sit during weekends in a bid to clear a pending bills, including the Electoral Process Bill number 44 of 2026. He has warned that rushing such important legislation could lead to inadequate consultation and weak oversight.
The introduction of numerous bills before the House is a clear indication that some members of Parliament, both within the ruling party and the opposition, are not taking their legislative responsibilities seriously. Honestly, how can you have majority MPs absent in the House? It is troubling to note that nearly 74 bills have been brought before the House within just 2 weeks before Parliament is dissolved. Such a pace raises seriousness about the quality of the debate and the scrutiny these laws receive. As stakeholders, we are closely monitoring this development, particularly with those laws that may infringe upon the fundamental freedoms of our people. Now, MPs are even forced to sit on Saturdays and Sundays in order to beat time so that some important bills, such as the Electoral Process Bill number 44 of 2026, can be passed. We urge greater diligence when appointing parliamentary chief whips.
The Zambia Police Service has arrested 31 people in connection with forged academic qualification certificates in cases recorded during the first quarter of 2026. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilomi says the arrests stem from incidents reported between January 1st and March 31st following complaints lodged by the Zambia Qualifications Authority, ZAC. Mr. Chilomi disclosed that 11 of the cases are already before the courts of law, while 20 remain under active investigation. Meanwhile, the police service recorded 29 road traffic accidents during the Labor Day holiday period with no fatalities reported. However, Mr. Chilomi expressed concern over a rise in hit and run incidents and has since urged motorists involved in accidents to assist victims rather than flee the scene. And Mr. Fertilabi has dismissed as false and misleading claims circulating on social media that the presidential convoy got lost en route to a Labor Day event in Chinsali. He has explained that the head of state proceeded to a holding room for a scheduled briefing while the convoy moved ahead and performed a planned U-turn to reposition in readiness for his transfer to the main arena.
Instituted, and 20 of them are still under investigations, and 11 have been referred to court. We successfully did our investigations and established that 20 of these, 11 of these offences are suspected to be that of forged documents. So these cases have been referred to court, and some suspects have started appearing. And the offences that we charged these suspects with was forgery and uttering a false document.
The 34th session of the Angola-Zambia Joint Permanent Commission on Defense and Security has opened in the Angolan capital, Luanda, with both countries reaffirming their commitment to strengthening cooperation in tackling transnational crimes along their shared border. The meeting has been held at the Epic Sana Hotel and brings together senior defense and security officials from both nations to review progress and set new strategies for enhanced collaboration. Zambia's ambassador to Angola, Dr. Elias Munsha, who is leading the Zambian delegation, expressed concern over the growing threat of terrorism in the region, calling for stronger joint strategies to counter the scourge. Dr. Munsha also reiterated the need to intensify efforts in fighting smuggling, illegal migration, poaching, drug trafficking and human trafficking, saying these crimes must be addressed decisively through coordinated action. And on the Angolan side, State Secretary for Defense Policy Admiral Jose Maria de Lima, retired, stressed the importance of coordinated responses to shared security challenges, particularly along the border. He said intensified collaboration was essential in addressing transnational crimes and ensuring regional stability. The Zambian delegation includes Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele, Inspector General of Police Grafiel Musamba, Zambia Correctional Service Commissioner General Frederick Chulukutu, Drug Enforcement Commission Director General Nason Banda, Immigration Department Director General Dr. Japhet Lishoma, and Ministry of Defense Acting Director for Research, Planning and Projects, Mrs. Annie Malaya Ngoma.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Civil Society Debt Alliance says Zambia is gradually stabilizing its debt position following years of heavy fiscal strain, although challenges remain in balancing repayments and the economic growth priorities. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Debt Alliance National Director Robert Mwale says the country in November 2020 and the $42.5 million Eurobond interest repayment triggered a suspension of debt repayment, but also opened the door to a structured process that has since delivered significant relief. He notes that about 95% of Zambia's debt has now been restructured, with approximately $840 million in debt reduced and repayment periods extended.
We have to start servicing them. So currently we've restructured about 94-95% of our debt. So by principle, it means those debts now require us to begin to service them by paying the interest payments. And so that's the reason why when you look at our national budget, 36% of it goes to debt service. And when you just look at our domestic revenue mobilization strategy, 55% of our revenue goes to debt service. Why? Because as we are restructuring our debts, the total amount that we must then pay in terms of interest increases as we restructure. So that's the one side of things. But what you're going to note is that we do not have access on the international market currently.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
The U.S. Defense Department plans to withdraw 5,000 troops from Germany amid a spat between President Donald Trump and Germany.